Welcome to the Deep Dive. So you've come to us looking for something specific, haven't you? A way to share your life, online photos, updates, all that stuff, but without handing over control to the big tech companies. You're basically tired of that trade-off, right? Convenience versus privacy. Well, today we're digging into a potential solution. We're looking at an application called Haven. You can describe it simply as a self-hostable private blogging system. And the big question we're tackling is, can we get that easy, almost instant posting experience we like from social media, but totally ditch the tracking, the ads, and all that spam? Now, before we really dive into the why behind owning your data, just a quick word about the supporter making this deep dive possible. This show is brought to you by SafeServer. They handle the hosting side of things for software like Haven, and they support your digital transformation journey. Basically, they make sure you've got the reliable foundation you need to run your own stuff. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, yeah, let's get into it. Our sources show this whole project, Haven, it started from a really human problem, which is often where the best ideas come from, right? The mission here, for you, the listener, is about shifting gears, moving from being, well, the product online to actually owning your little corner of the internet. So we'll start with a philosophy like, why bother? Then we'll look at the features that make it private. And finally, and this is key, we'll break down how easy or maybe difficult it is to actually host this yourself, even if you're, not super technical.
Okay, so the origin story. This is where it gets really interesting, I think. It didn't start as some big software venture.
Not at all. It came from pure frustration, actually. The founder just needed a safe, private place online to share photos of his newborn daughter, just with close friends and family. That's literally it.
Which sounds incredibly simple, like something that should be easy to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that simple need immediately ran into walls. If you try using something established like WordPress, you suddenly find yourself lost in this maze of privacy plugins and settings, just trying to lock it down properly.
Right, spent all this time configuring it.
And what happens? Spam. The founder's private family-only site was immediately getting hit with sign-up requests from bots and random people. Yeah, it just completely undermines the whole point of creating that private, intimate space. So the realization kind of hit hard. The way things are set up now online, it's all built for public sharing, for eyeballs, for monetization, not really for genuine privacy. People needed their own little walled garden, fully controlled by them.
And that really nails the core difference, doesn't it? We're so used to thinking social media is free.
But it's not free. We pay with our attention, our data. That's the invisible cost. And it chips away at our privacy and ultimately our ownership over what we share. That's the trade-off. Haven directly challenges the big platforms. They make money from ads. And to make those ads effective, they track everything. They read your posts, they figure out your interests, they target you. Haven just flips that whole model. You decide who sees your stuff. There are no ads. There's no tracking. Built-in Google isn't crawling your private posts. You get total control back.
It's really about reclaiming ownership, isn't it? Moving from being the data point to being the owner.
Precisely. It's a deliberate step away from just consuming platforms to actually owning your content and, importantly, the connections within your own social circle.
Okay, so the goal was clear. Maximum privacy, zero spam. How did that translate into the actual design choices for Haven? What makes it tick under the hood to support that privacy focus?
Well, the design choices are really intentional and honestly quite minimalist. First off, they're very upfront about what Haven is for. It's specifically designed for sharing with that close circle, friends, family. If you need a company blog or something to drive traffic and make money, they actually suggest using something else, like WordPress or Ghost. This is for personal, private use.
And it's open source, which feels important here.
Absolutely so vital, yeah, for trust. It's under the MIT license. That means the code, the blueprint of how it works is totally open. Anyone can look at it. Security experts can audit it. There are no hidden bits, no secret tracking. You can literally see how your data is handled.
The sources also mentioned some clever things around keeping it lightweight, especially with bandwidth.
Yeah, that serves a couple of purposes. Speed, mainly, but also keeping things simple. Images get automatically downscaled a bit, so pages load faster, especially on slower connections. And crucially, they've avoided bloating it with lots of external code. No heavy JavaScript frameworks that can sometimes be exploited, definitely no ads, and absolutely zero tracking scripts.
So it's lean.
Very lean. It's designed to be a focused private tool.
Yeah.
And it's built on Ruby on Rails, which is a mature, well-regarded framework. So it's solid, not just some quick hack.
Okay, that makes sense. A solid foundation for a simple goal. But what about that original pain point? The spam signups that drove the founder crazy. How did they eliminate that threat?
Yeah, that's maybe the most elegant part. The main defense is super simple. There is no self-signup feature at all.
Oh.
Right? The only way someone gets access is if the administrator, that's you, the owner, explicitly invites them and creates an account for them.
So no random bots can even find a signup page.
Exactly. No bots, no strangers, no unwanted traffic can get in and mess with your private space. And managing those users, changing the look a bit, writing posts, which uses Markdown, by the way, with a nice live preview, it's all done through a straightforward web interface.
That is elegant. Just remove the open door entirely. And it still functions like a modern blog for the people you do invite.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It handles images, videos, audio files, and it has a neat feature, private RSS feeds.
Private RSS. How does that work?
So the friends you invite can follow your updates using their favorite RSS reader app without needing to log into your Haven site all the time. It just pushes the updates to them privately. And what I think is really cool, Haven also has its own built-in RSS reader. So you can follow your friends' Havens or even public blogs you like, all from inside your own secure space. Consolidates things nicely.
Okay, this sounds really promising, but now we hit the big question mark for many people. Self-hosting. That term alone can sound intimidating.
It definitely can.
For anyone listening who's maybe new to this, self-hosting just means you're running the website's software, in this case, Haven, on a server that you control, or at least rent space on, not on Facebook servers or Google's. And yeah, traditionally, that sounds like you need to be an IT pro. But the sources suggest Haven actually offers different levels of difficulty, right?
Exactly. And that's the crucial part for making this accessible. The question is, okay, if I'm just starting out, how much tech knowledge and effort are we talking about? We really need to start with the absolute easiest ways in. The simplest, hands down, is what's called fully managed hosting. Basically, you pay a company maybe as little as, say, $5 a month, maybe a bit more.
Okay.
And they handle all the technical stuff, setting up the server, maintaining it, keeping it updated. You get the control over Haven itself and your data, but you don't touch the underlying server operating system. You're essentially outsourcing the IT admin job.
Right, so you trade a small monthly fee for basically zero setup hassle. That sounds like the fast track for a lot of users.
It is.
Yeah.
Then the next step down in terms of direct control, but still very beginner friendly, are these assisted platforms. Think of them as easy buttons for deploying apps like Haven. Peekapods, as mentioned, is a good example. They often give you some free starting credit, like $5, so you might be able to run Haven for just a couple of bucks a month. You can often try it without even putting in a credit card first.
Oh, nice. Low risk to try it out.
Yeah. And then there are platforms like CubeSail. They specialize in making it simple to run web apps, and they actually have a specific template ready to go for installing Haven. These services kind of hide the complicated command line stuff and just give you a nice interface. These are really tailored for beginners who want low cost and minimal fuss.
Okay, so fully managed is pay and forget. Assisted platforms are like point and click deployment. What about people who are a bit more technical or maybe just curious and want to run it on their own hardware, like, say, a Raspberry Pi sitting at home?
Right, the DIY route. For those comfortable with, say, Linux or who just like tinkering, the sources point to Docker as the main way.
Docker.
Think of Docker like a self-contained package. It bundles up Haven and everything it needs to run, so you can launch it pretty easily, often with just one or two commands, regardless of what specific Linux setup you have. You usually configure it by setting some simple variables, like your initial username and password. It's the recommended method for Linux or a Raspberry Pi. And then for the real pros, or maybe small businesses wanting rock-solid stability, you can deploy Haven onto big cloud platforms like Amazon Web Services, AWS.
That sounds complex.
It involves more steps. Yes, setting up an AWS account, maybe buying a domain name through their service. But they provide specific Ruby deployment scripts that automate most of it. The sources say it can actually be deployed in about 20 minutes if you follow the steps. The main point is there's a path for pretty much everyone, from total beginner to seasoned developer. Oh, and just a quick side note, the sources mentioned Heroku. It used to be a popular free option for hosting things like this.
Right, I remember that.
But it's not really free or practical for something like Haven anymore. Apparently, uploaded images tend to disappear after 24 hours, which is obviously not great for a photo blog. So probably best to stick with the managed or assisted options or Docker AWS if you're going DIY.
Okay, so let's sort of pull this all together. What's the big picture takeaway here?
I think the essential thing is that Haven isn't just another piece of software. It's really an intentional tool. It's built specifically to address this modern problem of, who owns your data online. It effectively cuts out that corporate middleman, the social media platform, and puts the keys to your content, your photos, your social circle directly back into your hands.
It really feels like a shift in thinking. Instead of just signing up as a user, as a tenant on someone else's platform,
Yeah.
you're choosing to be the owner, the architect of your own little online space.
Exactly. And the cost, that may be $5 or $10 a month for hosting, you have to see it differently. It's not just paying for server space. It's like a subscription fee for independence. It's the price you pay for genuine privacy, for zero tracking, for knowing that no company can suddenly change the rules or delete your account because you violated some obscure policy. You get total control.
So we've definitely seen the tech is there. It's possible to build these private online spaces and get away from the issues of the mainstream platforms, which leads us to that final provocative thought for you, the listener, to chew on as you think about this. If your digital life, all those photos, your personal thoughts, your family updates, if it was completely private, totally untracked, unmonitored by any company, what would you start sharing that maybe you hold back right now? Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Haven and the whole idea of self-hosting for privacy. We definitely encourage you to check out the source material yourself and explore this concept more. And one last reminder, this deep dive was supported by SafeServer. They're the ones who help provide the kind of infrastructure needed for tools like Haven supporting your digital transformation. You can find out more about what they offer at www.safeserver.de. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.